Welcome to Going the Extra Mile, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Enjoy.
Recently, my wife, Gaynor, and I enjoyed a week's vacation to celebrate our 30th anniversary. And although we thoroughly enjoyed our time away, we did miss being home. As sad as it may sound, we missed our garden very much indeed, and especially the beautiful array of birds that frequent our little piece of Californian paradise on a daily basis. We've placed three specific feeding areas in our garden for them. We have a water fountain for them to drink and be refreshed in. We even have a little swing that doubles as another feeding station, which they seem to relish and enjoy. The problem was, while we were away, the food ran out and the water dried up. When we arrived home, one of the first things we checked was the garden, and we were so sad to not see any birds at all, not one. No chirping, just silence. Without food, water, and somewhere else to play, they soon left us and flew away to find somewhere else to get what they need. We'd had a peaceful vacation, but found an unexpected lesson when we returned home. The absence of birds due to the lack of food, water, and habitat in our garden can be applied to the workplace in a metaphorical way. Allow me to explain. See, in a work environment, employees are much like the birds in our garden. They need essential resources and opportunities to stay engaged, grow and thrive. If workers don't feel supported, motivated or valued, they too may seek other opportunities where they can flourish. Just as we provide food, water and a pleasant space for the birds to visit, leaders and managers must ensure that employees have the resources they need to succeed. This could be in the form of professional development, recognition, or even fostering a collaborative and supportive workplace culture. Employees, like the birds, will flourish when their environment meets their needs. On the flip side, when the workplace lacks these nurturing factors, employees may lose engagement or move on to find other jobs. As with our garden, it's important to regularly check in and maintain a healthy atmosphere where growth and creativity can blossom. Without this ongoing attention, organisations risk losing talent, much like how we lost the birds when the garden was no longer a welcoming haven. When we realised the birds had left our garden, we knew we had to act quickly to make it welcoming again. The first thing we did was refill the feeders with fresh food, top up the water in the fountain, and clean the swing where they often perched. It wasn't long before we began to hear the familiar chirping, and slowly but surely the birds started returning. By consistently providing them with the resource and environment they needed, we won them back. In the workplace, this same principle applies for the war for talent. When companies lose top employees or face a dwindling talent pool, they must focus on what can be done to make the organization more attractive again. Just as we renewed our garden for the birds, organisations need to renew their focus on employee satisfaction, growth opportunities, and workplace culture. Offering competitive compensation and benefits, fostering a supportive and inclusive environment, and providing a meaningful work are all critical to attracting and retaining talent. It's not just about winning new talent, but also about keeping current employees engaged and satisfied. Like the birds that returned to our garden when their needs were met, employees will stay when their professional and personal well-being is prioritised. Organisations that invest in creating a dynamic, resource-rich environment will emerge as strong contenders in the competitive battle for talent. Those that don't risk being left with silence, just as we were when the birds flew away. So in summary, just like our feathered friends, employees too can be a bit flighty. Without the right perks and a comfy nest, they might just wing it elsewhere.
I hope you found that short story useful, and if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Take 5, an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Bye for now.